So let's look at how procrastination can be a good thing. Yeah, that's maybe hard to believe because we've all been programmed to think that procrastination is a terrible thing, but let's look at it from another perspective. So most people in general are busy and they have a to-do list. Now, my question is, what if your to-do list is really not that important at all? What if there's a lot of busy things that a person is doing, but it's really not leading them to anywhere that will be fulfilling for them? So, what is a to-do list? A to-do list is a bunch of stuff that we need to get done each day. But a lot of times that to-do list just keeps growing and growing and growing. And then there comes a point where nothing is getting done on the to-do list. It's just getting larger and larger. So you have to ask yourself, are those things on the to-do list really that important? What if your to-do list is just leading you around in endless circles of monotonous activity? Now, you may be sensing that inside. Your higher awareness might be like, okay, this to-do list is pointless. I'm not going anywhere. It's just going around in circles and it never ends. Well, then, to the procrastinator, that could be a virtue. Because if you're procrastinating on things that are just going around in circles endlessly, then you're choosing to spend time on other things that are more important to you. Now, what if you're procrastinating on things that are really meaningful and important to you? Well, let's look at that. A lot of times when we're creating our life, following our heart, and doing the impossible, which is what it appears like to other people when we're following our dreams. What if we're procrastinating on those things that we really value in life? Well, the reason may not be because those things are useless activities. What really happens a lot of times is that we lack the experience and knowledge in a certain area. And so there's only a certain limit to how far we can accomplish a goal. Because there might be certain knowledge and experience that is missing. Let's say you're climbing a mountain and this mountain just gets bigger and bigger and harder and harder. Well, in that case, rather than taking a direct approach, which may seem impassable, why not go lateral? Sometimes you have to shift your energy from being forceful to being adaptive, such as a river. Now, a river has force. Water has force, but sometimes the best way to accomplish a goal is to go around, is to go lateral rather than going direct. And that could be one of the reasons why there is procrastination, because going direct may seem impossible sometimes. So you have to take a step back, look at your circumstances and surroundings and take the path of least resistance and be like water and be adaptable. Now, one of the things that happens with procrastination is a loss of motivation. And again, we go back to the to-do list. If you're not motivated to do something, you really have to assess, is it really that important? And if you're not motivated to do something that is important, you have to assess, what is your approach at accomplishing that? Are you trying to go direct and be forceful? Or are you trying to be adaptive? Or is it better to be adaptive and go lateral? Now, if there's too much procrastination, this can lead to a loss of momentum and a state of inertia where you feel like you have dreams and passions, but you feel overwhelmed, that you don't have the energy to move forward or to accomplish those dreams, or there's too much resistance, maybe from other people, maybe from within. Maybe you don't believe that you're worthy of accomplishing your dreams and goals. So this can lead to a state of momentum where there are other things that now take up your time, such as a to-do list. Maybe you're thinking that you're getting ahead in life and you're just busy and you're motivated to do the things on your to-do list, but these things are really not leading you to greater momentum and greater fulfillment of your greatest aspirations and ambitions in life. So then in that case, procrastination really begins to work against you, and this state of inertia will keep you on a certain trajectory that you've been on, which is kind of like the path of least resistance, because if you're feeling resistance at accomplishing your dreams and goals that are really important to you, then it's a lot easier to do things that you're used to doing, behaviors and patterns that you've already established in your life. These could also lead to vices and things that ultimately are taking away the energy and keeping you in a certain trajectory that is not going to lead to where you want to go in life and what you really value. So if a lack of momentum leads to inertia, and the only way to change your trajectory to get on a new course to your destiny is to break that inertia. Well, according to the law of inertia, a body at rest or in motion will stay at rest or in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. Well, if you really want to accomplish your goals and break through inertia and get on a new trajectory in your life to your destiny, then you need to break that pattern with an outside force. A lot of times, this outside force can come in the form of a crisis where you have to respond because now there's a crisis, there's a really big problem, and you have no other choice but to handle the problem and the crisis. Well, that certainly can change your life, and it has many times when people have hit bottom, then they have no way, nowhere else to go but to crawl out of the abyss and move onwards and upwards. But sometimes we need a helping hand, and we need a greater perspective. And if our minds have also been conditioned over the years to think a certain way, then it's going to be hard to break that inertia because we're going to constantly be getting in our own way. And that's why in this case, if you want to build greater momentum in your life and break that inertia, it's best to get feedback Now, if you're growing an online business, getting feedback from social media and your customers can be really vital in helping you to improve your business. If you're looking to accomplish a goal, but you don't have the resources and knowledge, then it's a great idea to seek the help of a mentor or a coach or someone that has already gained that experience and that can help you to break through the resistance and inertia that is preventing you from moving forward. Now, what happens over time is when you're experiencing a loss of momentum, a lack of momentum, and you still have a desire and a passion to move forward and accomplish your goals, but you just feel stuck. Well, this state can eventually lead to when you focus on, you know, when you don't lose sight of your goal, you'll begin to experience a tension. And this is called structural tension. And structural tension is the state that you want to be in versus the current reality that you are in. So for example, when you're waking up in the morning and you break your fast and you have breakfast, you do that because most likely you're hungry. So being hungry is a negative state that forces you basically to take an action, which is to consume food and nourishment to create energy for your body. So this is an example of how the negative can lead to the positive. Many times in life, we don't want to face negatives. But here's the secret to success. Ultimately, when you begin building momentum, when you go lateral in your life, when you take the path of least resistance, when you break through inertia, when you reorganize your to-do list to eliminate those things that are really not leading you toward your goals, your highly valued goals, and you begin to restructure your behaviors. And this can be done by simply taking a step back. Maybe you just need to take a break and just give up everything for a while and reflect and let it all go. Because when you do that, you diffuse the pressure of having to accomplish this for whatever reason, and you begin to reset your mind. So when you reset your mind, and when you have the help of a mentor or a coach, you can begin to take a break and let go of the anxiety and the worry and just let it all go. Now, from this place, when the dust settles, you begin to see what still has meaning in your life, what still has relevance. Because rather than distracting yourself and staying on a hamster wheel that's just going nowhere but in endless circles, you break the cycle by just getting off of the hamster wheel and just stopping everything. This is like a pattern interrupt in your life, because rather than feeling pressure that you have to do something and force something that is just not happening, you take a break, you take a step back, and you begin to reassess and reset your vector. Your vector is the force and magnitude of your trajectory. So when you analyze what your vector is, what is force and what is magnitude? Magnitude is the direction that your force will lead you to. Ultimately, if you have a little bit of force, you're going to have a little result. If you have a lot of force, you're going to have a greater result. If you have too much force, where your force is scattered over many vectors or many directions, then you're ultimately going to defeat your focus. So force is energy, ultimately, and power, and that comes from the quality of nutrition that you're getting. So in order to really become the person that you want to be, you may have to change your diet. You may have to change what you're consuming in your life. And that's an example of going lateral. Because maybe the problem isn't that you're not really motivated, it's just that you don't have the quality of energy that you need. Or maybe your vector is 1 degree off course each day. What if what if a pilot is flying a jet from New York to LA, and on that trajectory, this pilot gets off course by just 1%. Are they going to land in their destination? No. So, another example of going lateral is just to make 1% improvements each day, is to focus on the areas that are important to you. But rather than doing an endless series of to-dos and tasks on your list, you begin to look at the quality of the work and energy that you're doing. And your focus now begins on improving the quality by 1% each day. And then stepping out of your comfort zone by allowing feedback to also influence your direction, and to begin to change that inertia through an outside force. So if you'd like to really have an awesome year in 2022 and really have breakthroughs like you've never had before, this is the year for you. 2022 is the year that you really begin to shine, that you begin to take back your power and control of your life, and to take charge of your destiny. And rather than being like a feather in the wind, just going wherever, you begin to become an anchor. And you begin to anchor your ship, or you begin to release that anchor so that you can start to move again and go in the direction that you want to go by using the waves, by using the wind, by using the forces around you. But most importantly, the greatest force that you have is your mind. And most people aren't even tapping into the potential of their mind. So if you really want to tap into your potential and have amazing breakthroughs and start to really accomplish the values that you cherish the most in life, then it's time to build your momentum and to break through that inertia. So if you're ready to do that, if you're looking to get the energy that you need to thrive in life and to get on course and to reach your destination and enjoy the journey along the way, then go on over to theenergycenter.org. One of the things that we're doing at the Energy Center is extending our life and increasing the quality of our life by looking at how we process energy and how we utilize energy to accomplish work and to accomplish the things that we value the most. If you want to break patterns in your life, if you want to learn a proven way to reduce the baggage, to lose weight, to extend your life, then discover a a diet that is actually proven to extend life? What is the only diet that's proven to extend life? Well, go over to theenergycenter.org right now and sign up today. You'll get a lifetime membership for 2022. This is an incredible value because once you sign up for the Energy Center, you're a member for life, and you're always going to receive the latest updates and materials and resources that we make available to our members. But most importantly, you'll get access to a proven way to extend your life that's based on science and increase the quality of your life, increase the quality of your energy. So if you're ready to take a step back, gain a bigger perspective in your life, and begin to reflect on really what matters most to you and what your greatest aspirations and ambitions are for 2022, then go over to theenergycenter.org right now and get the energy that you need to thrive in life. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video. Make sure to like and subscribe, and please leave a comment below and share your thoughts. What are your goals for 2022? Write down your goals in the comments below and begin to share that. Begin to externalize your goals. So, thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next video.